Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball four. Madlock moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Madlock moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Hernandez reaches third base with a triple. Fairley goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sizemore throws to second for one, and Brinkman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Madlock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wrights hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Forsh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Forsh reaches third base with a triple. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. McBride steals second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilcox. Smith moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Luis Melendez pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Ken Freiling now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez strikes out. There goes Melendez. The throw from Swisher to Kessinger, and Melendez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Melendez now playing left field. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Monday moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Forsh bunts towards the mound. Freiling fields it and throws to first for the out. Reitz moves to second. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McBride strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Dunn pinch hits for Ken Freiling. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger is hit by the pitch. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reitz strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Forsh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Forsh reaches second base with a double. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McBride strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.